Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. Today we're reading text 74. It's actually from Srimad Bhagavatam, a verse quoted. Okay, please repeat. Archayam eva hadaye. Archayam eva hadaye. Pujamya shradaye hate. Pujamya shradaye hate. Natad bhakteshu chanyeshu. Natad bhakteshu chanyeshu. Sabhakta prakrita smrita. Sabhakta prakrita smrita. Archayam eva haraye. Pujam yashradaye hate. Natad bhakteshu chanyeshu. Sabhakta prakrita smrita. Archayam eva haraye. Pujam yashradaye hate. Sabhakta prakrita smrita. Ladies? No. Someone? No.
Archayam eva hare.
Pujam yashradaye hate. Natad bhakteshu chanyeshu. Sabhakta prakrita smrita. Archayam, in the temple worship. Eva, certainly. Hare, for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pujam,
worship.
Ya, anyone who. Shradaya, with faith and love. Ihate, executes. Na, not. Tat bhakteshu, to the devotees of the Lord. Cha anyeshu, and to others. Saha, he, Bhakta, a devotee. Prakrita, materialistic. Smrita, is considered. Translation for Prabhupada's Divine Krishna Prabhupada. Translation, a prakrita or materialistic devotee does not purposefully study the Shastra and try to understand the actual standard of pure devotional service. Consequently, he does not show proper respect to advanced devotees. He may, however, follow the regulative principles learned from his spiritual master or from his family who worships the deity. He is to be considered on the material platform, although he is trying to advance in devotional service. Such a person is a bhaktapraya, neophyte devotee, or bhaktabhash, for he is a little enlightened by Vaishnava philosophy. And purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.47. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one who has full love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who maintains a good friendship with the Lord's devotees is always callous to those who envy Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Such a person is to be considered an intermediate devotee. He becomes a first-class devotee when in the course of advancing in devotional service he feels an intimate relationship with all living entities, seeing them as part and parcel of the Supreme Person. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dishatarane Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Seems like the purport is talking about the intermediate and the best devotee. Here we're talking about the verses about the Prakrita Bhakta, the neophyte devotee. Neophytes are there's so many different gradations. Whole world is full of so many gradations. But here we should understand that the devotee is always on a better platform than the karmis and jnanis, whatever his position. If one is a devotee of Krishna, he's in better situated. But there's many different considerations. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote a very nice essay on the different gradations of living entities in the world, Brahman and Vaishnava. We had the opportunity to publish. He gives that time, of course, it was just historical incidences where, I mean, historically speaking, there was a great agitation against Vaishnavas, particularly that who was considered a Vaishnava, because at that time caste consciousness was very prominent in India. If someone is a Brahmin, born in a Brahmin family, he was supposed to be considered high class, and Shudras, Vaishyas, they were low class, even Kshatriyas. And so a Vaishnav from lower class system, lower classes, they were still looked down upon by those born in Brahmin families. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote essay regarding the difference between, he starts off, yes, it was three essays actually, 3-day meeting they had where he defended this position. The three chapters are called Prakriti Jan Khand, or the ordinary material people, Hari Jan Kant, the devotees of Krishna, and Vyavahar Kant, the activities of these different persons. So it starts off very nicely talking about how the Brahmins, he gives them glorification. He says, talks about how the different descriptions are there in the Puranas about all the different activities, the different histories of past ages, the activities of India, the different glories that were described in these different Puranas and Itihasas. And he mentions that in all these scenes, we see one community as the principal hero, the community of Brahmanas. So then he goes on explaining how the Brahmins are topmost of all personalities. But then he gives examples from different scriptures about who is a Brahmin, how even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, we accept the Srimad Bhagavatam as the greatest evidence, pramanam amalam. The topmost evidence, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Srimad Bhagavatam as the best Vedic authority. And from there, we can see that there's different classes, different families were there. Rishabdev, his family, he was, father of Bharat Maharaj. He had 100 sons, 99 sons. What was it, 100? 100. So 9 of them, Navigandras, were there. They were all great sages, Brahmins. And then Bharat Maharaj, he was also there. He was a Kshatriya. There were so many Kshatriyas. So, and there's also other examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. There's one family of Gritsamada, I think it is called. Gives different, explains. Anyway, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gives like 3-4 different families in Srimad Bhagavatam that are mentioned, how some members of the family were Brahmins, some were Kshatriyas, and maybe some were other different castes. Priyavrata? Yeah? Okay. And then, in the next chapter, Harijan Kant, he gives very nice analysis of all the different kinds of devotees. And he mentions that in the past, he gives a list about 10 different, he says that actually there was like 12 different types of Vaishnavas. He gives the different, some of the different names. Vaikanash, Bhakta, Sattvatas, here it is. Pancharatrika, Vaikanash, and Karmaheen. Anyway, he explains that these divisions practically not found anymore, but there's two different divisions that are found, because here we're talking, it's mentioned, actually this translation, Srila Prabhupada used a different translation in many places. Like in Nectar Devotion, it gives a different translation for this verse. I will read that. It says, a person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but who does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general, is called a Prakrita Bhakta or a Kanishta Adhikari. Very brief. The different classes of devotees now, practically we've seen, there's called Pancharatrika and Bhagavat Vidhi. These two different classes are there. Pancharatrika means one who is engaged in temple worship, but basically, given he has different mantras. Of course, there's some overlapping. Pancharatrika means Archanmarg, and Archanmarg is also included in Bhagavat Marg, because Bhagavat Marg means the different nine different processes that are given by Srila Prahlad Maharaj: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Et Minitavedanam. So these are also included. He also says that these two, Madhvacharya, Srila Madhvacharya, and Nimbaditya, Nimbarkacharya, they're basically mainly in the Bhagavat Marg, and the Ramanuja and Vishnu Swami are in the Pancharatrika Marg. So both are acceptable. Of course, in Kali Yuga, we have Dwapare Parichariyam Yam, that we have the verses there, that in Dwapara Yuga, temple worship was the process, the main process for spiritual realization, and Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanat, that in Kali Yuga we have chanting of the holy names. So these, anyway, the point is that Archayam Eva Hare Puja Pujamya Shraday Hiti, that different classes are there, that one simply engages in devotional service, but he's not interested in, he does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general. So one has to engage in devotional service in all the different limbs. One can engage, of course, in even in one of them, and he can achieve perfection even by serving in the temple, worshiping the deity, but one has to know how to respect those who are engaged in the preaching work. Srila Rupa Goswami, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, he also gives this type of summation of the three different classes. It's interesting because Bhakti Siddhanta, in his this same Brahman Vaishnav, he gives two different systems of classifying three different levels of devotees. He gives from Archanmarg, he gives how one is Kanishta and Madhyam and Adi and Uttam. And he points out that the Uttam Adhikari in the Archanmarg is practically situated in the Kanishta platform of the Pancharatrika, or the Bhagavat Marg. But anyway, Srila Rupa Goswami, he mentions that Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta, that one who is chanting, one who chants the holy name of the Lord. Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also one time he was asked by the devotees from Sri Kanda, that what is a Vaishnava? And he says, one who chants the holy name even once, he is considered a Vaishnava. So, but here it says, Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. Manasadriyeta means what one should respect such a person. If anyone chants the holy name of Krishna even once, he should be respected by a devotee. And then he's dikshasti chet pranati bhis chabajantamisham. That if one is taken initiation, and chabajantamisham, he's engaged in worshiping the Lord, engaged in his devotional service, and chet praniti bhis, that one should offer his obeisances and respect him greatly like that. First one was just in the mind, manasadriyeta. One should think that, okay. Because, anyway, that goes on. Shushushaya bhajana vigyam ananyam anya nindadi shunyam. Nindadi shunya, that means that one who is completely devoid of this propensity for criticizing, ritam ipsita sangalabhya, one should be very anxious to associate and faithfully serve such a person. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada points out a very nice statement. He starts off by saying, in order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocations mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination. So this is the point that Srila Prabhupada is pointing out here, that in the previous verse, Nectar of Instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami said one should engage Dadati Prati Grinati Guyam. One should engage in offering gifts and exchanging gifts with devotees and hearing and revealing one's mind and offering and accepting foodstuffs. But here it says that one should discriminate, be careful who one's associating with in this way. And that brought to mind one statement in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Krishna Samhita. He says that subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. It's interesting. He gives verses, his own Sanskrit verses, and then he gives an explanation. He says, those who invent social distinctions and preach the unbreakable principles of Vaishnavism while breaking them to suit their needs are said to possess gross discrimination. This gross discrimination takes the form of the as Denuka. The ass cannot eat the sweet palm tree fruits, and he opposes others' attempts to eat them. The purport is that the previous acharyas of the authorized sampradayas have written many spiritual literatures which people with gross discrimination neither understand nor allow others to see. Ass-like devotees who are simply interested in the regulative principles and under the control of gross discrimination are unable to attain a higher platform. Vaishnava principles are so unlimitedly exalted that those who simply remain entangled in the regulative process without endeavoring to understand the science of attachment, attachment means the raga marg we have this, anyway, they are comparable to ordinary fruiter workers. Therefore, until the ass Denukasura is killed, one cannot advance in the science of Vaishnavism. So, Krishna consciousness movement is particularly meant, Srila Prabhupada mentions it in his purports, Upadeshamrita, is Krishna consciousness movement is meant for facilitating the loving exchanges between devotees that are enunciated in Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami, hearing revealing Dadati Prati Grinati, this verse says there. So that is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness. So we have to understand who to associate with and in which way to associate. Just like there's a verse coming up, I think it was 131. Srimad Bhagavatartanam Ashvat Ashado Rasikai Saha Sajatiash Shaye Snigde Sadhu Sangha Svatovare. That one should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's interesting, this it says Bhagavatartanam means there's many different meanings. This is in the plural, Bhagavatartanam. Srimad Bhagavatartanam. One should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees. And one should associate with devotees who are more advanced than oneself and endowed with a similar type of affection for the Lord. These words are sajatya shaye snigde. Sadhu sangha svatovare. One should associate with more advanced devotees. That we have to discriminate. Although there's a difference between discriminating and judging, we don't... one is not judgmental in his activities, but one should see, and for oneself, one introspectively, we can see from the activities of the writings of the different acharyas that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote one bhajan. I don't hear this bhajan very often. He says, Amita Vaishnava e buddhi haila amani na haba hat ami. He says, Amita Vaishnava, if I think that I'm a Vaishnava, then amani na haba hami. Then I become very proud of my position and think, what Amani, Amani Mani, Amani Nan Manadina. Amani Nan means not thinking oneself very advanced. Amaninam, Amananinam, one should offer all respects to others and not expect any respect for himself. Amanina, not expecting. So he goes on actually, the verses there. Pratishtashi, Hridaya Dushibe, Paibe Nirayab Gami. Ooh, that's a Pratishtashi. That Pratishtashi. That means pratishta means position or respect. Prestige. Yes, prestige. Rida dushibe. If that desire comes there for that prestige, thinking oneself very great, I am a great devotee. Rida dushibe. The heart becomes very dirty. And Haibe Nirayagami, that it goes to hell. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also wrote that nice bhajan there, that Dushtamana Tumi Kishera Vaishnava. How's it called? Pratishtaragare Tava Harinam Kevala Kaitava. So one should not take up Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Trinadapi Sunichena. We have here sometimes we hear low self-esteem. So what is that self-esteem? We have Trinadapi Sunichena. One should feel oneself lower than the straw on the street. More tolerant than the tree. We have to actually take these things to heart and not think that, I'm worshiping the deity, I'm directly associating with Krishna. This is the mood. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also worshiped the deity for a very short time after he came back from Gaya. He was going into his deity room and worshiping the deity, sitting down to worship the deity. Actually, he wasn't able to, because as soon as he sat before the deity starting to worship, he started shedding tears of ecstatic love, and his whole, all of his clothes became soaked with this tears of ecstasy. So he had to get up, go and change his clothes, and as he came back again, he started crying, and his clothes, he eventually gave up, and he said that he gave this service over to Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit followed him and worshipped the deity of Tota Gopinath. They say that this deity, in Gadadhar Pandit's old age, the deity sat down so that, because Gadadhar Pandit was having trouble worshipping the deity. And there's also other stories about how there's different. The point is that I'm making is that there's different types of deity worship. We have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his way to Jagannath Puri after he took sannyas. He stopped at the temple of Kirachara Gopinath, and he heard the glories of this Madhavendra Puri's worship of Gopal, and then Kirachara Gopi, the Gopinath deity. And also the story of the Sakshi Gopal, who walked from Vrindavan down to South India to bear witness to his devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not able, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't establish any deities. He didn't, his devotees, they did. Rupa Goswami established the Govinda deity, and Sanatana Goswami worshipped the Madan Mohan deity. There's some stories in Bhakti Ratnakara about how Sanatana Goswami was watching some cowherd boys play, and he was very enchanted by one particular boy, and he was watching this boy, and he followed this boy
As he was after they're done playing, he followed him and he went into this one temple. And he saw that when he went into Sanatana Goswami followed him into the temple, he saw that there was no boy there anymore, but there was a deity, Madan Mohan, there was there. Madan Gopal, they used to call. And later on, anyway, there's many stories. Actually, there's a couple books I brought. I was reading, I remember seeing some books that talked about some of the glories of Lord Narsingadev in Mayapur and Jagannath Rajpur, which is part of Navadvip. And anyway, there's so many nice stories about how these deities had wonderful exchanges with their devotees. So there's different classes of, just as there's different classes, here's Uttam, Madhyam, and Kanishta devotees, and these are described, I think just a few weeks ago we had the criterion for these different classifications were summarized, Shradavan Janahe Bhakti Adhikari, that the Bhakti Adhikari, the qualification for a devotee is this Shradavan, this faith. And it says, Uttam Madhyam Kanishta Shraddha Anusari. According to one's development of faith, one is classified. So this faith and this deity worship is also there are different gradations of faith. One can worship the deity. We've had just like these deities, Narsingadev and Jagannath in Mayapur. And there's also some other stories we've heard that I think in London, the devotees there were worshiping Radha Landanishwar and I forget, some type of change was there in the management or the cooking, or they got a new cook and they were worshiping, making very nice foodstuffs after they had changed, that the standard wasn't proper, so they improved the standard, and they had to change the deity's clothes because the deity became, the old clothes wouldn't fit anymore. So these things are there. The point is that one has to have faith. One has to understand that here, just like here we say that natad bhakteshu chanyeshu, one doesn't know how to act with other devotees. So Lord Srila Prabhupada quoted sometimes that pranache jar sehe tu prachar, that one has to come to the state of preaching. Pujari is also, especially in Krishna consciousness movement, the ISKCON movement, though in the beginning, everyone was part of the Sankirtan mission, understood to be part of the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there was no question of feeling oneself outside the movement of preaching, because that was Lord Chaitanya's mission. Prativitti ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar haivimara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his movement spread throughout the entire world, and Srila Prabhupada was training us in that way, that we had no business eating, sleeping, but simply only to maintain the body to go out and preach. And anyone that wasn't going out, he was supporting the preachers by making nice decoration, temple decoration, cooking, cleaning the temple. This is part of the Archan Marg, Tan Mandir Marjan Adishu. This Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana Shringara. We have different types of dress, Mandir Marjan Adu. So this is the Sankirtan movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, and one has to give all respects to those who are engaged in preaching work. And that discrimination is important part of this process, that one should understand that someone is properly engaged in Krishna consciousness, one has faith in the process, or if someone is simply not properly situated. Can be, I think many times she'll, or well, not many times, but on occasion Srila Prabhupada pointed out that some devotees are not properly situated, they should not be associated with. Of course, that's has to be very what is that? Amanina Maradina. We give all respects. What is that? Krishnetiya Tam Manasadriyate. That one should offer respects to all living entities. This is the process Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, that one should offer respects to all living entities. And what to speak of devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna, even the devotees don't consider even the, because he's not thinking, I'm not properly situated, I'm not. Lord Chaitanya said that someone has pure love of Godhead, how he can maintain his life? How can I maintain my fly-like life? Anyone who's, he said, pure love of Godhead cannot be found in this material world, because how can one maintain himself? There's different classifications according to one's, just like when Krishna and Balaram entered the wrestling arena in Mathura, there was so many different perspectives. We have different perspectives we see according to our qualification. We can understand this person. So, like this, if someone is feeling someone is more advanced, there's some verses there in Srimad Bhagavatam, maybe fourth canto or something, that one should serve those devotees who are more advanced, make friends with those who are equals, and have mercy on those who are less advanced. So these are the proper situations. Otherwise, materialistic persons, envious persons, they criticize, they try to drag down. I was talking about this one class I heard long time ago, Harikesh, he was talking about taking flour, you take one flour and he's pushing it up. He says, if you're glorifying someone, you have to also go up like that, and if you're pushing down, you have to go down. So we want to go up, we have to glorify. Of course, we don't lose our discrimination. That is also not that we, what is that? Prema Maitri Kripopeksha. Upeksha means we just don't have to associate with those who are envious. Even if we find such persons in the dress of Vaishnavas, like that Srila Prabhupada mentions, like that is there. So discrimination is very important. We have to kill the demon Dinuka so that we can have proper discrimination and follow the different principles of that our acharyas have set out for us. Sadhu Marganu Ganamanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given these instructions to Sanatana Goswami, giving the different gradations of Vaishnava. Srila Rupa Goswami, the topmost follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given the same sort of instructions in his Upadeshamrita, and Srila Prabhupada has told us same things. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so important. Just like here today, we have opportunity. I was thinking that, where is everybody today? And I was hoping that maybe everybody's getting ready for the Christmas parade. We'll hope to see so many devotees there at the Christmas parade, because this is an opportunity to go out and preach. Jare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh. One time Srila Prabhupada said that this is the same instruction Krishna gave in Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parichaja, mame kam sharanam braja. The conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, to surrender to Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving in the same light, his same mentality is given, that you go and preach Krishna consciousness everywhere you go and everyone you meet. This is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to preach this Krishna consciousness. And that's, of course, that I have to say also that this is one of the best methods of preaching. Srila Prabhupada instituted in Krishna consciousness movement was this book distribution. This gives one opportunity to hear directly from pure devotee and to associate and serve the devotee. Bani, Hare Krishna. So we'll stop there. Anyone had any comments or questions? Ellen has some. She has something.
Haribo, I was just wondering if you could elaborate on, I know the importance of association.
You have to.
I know the importance of association of devotees is so vital to our spiritual advancement. So Srila Prabhupada himself, even though he was, pure elevated soul, he dropped himself right in the middle of all these, hippies and drug users and people that were doing all sorts of activities that were not good for your Krishna consciousness. So he gave us his association, and I just was wondering if you could elaborate on that, because yes, we're supposed to associate, because that's what 95%, right, is association.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada was not associating with the in that way with the hippies and the people who are debauchees and this papi tapi jata chilo. There's people who are fallen and unqualified. When Srila Prabhupada is so-called associated with them, he's not associating in that way. He's actually associating with his spiritual master, because his spiritual master ordered him to do that. So that is the point, is that you're just like Krishna explains something in the Bhagavad Gita about the lotus leaf. Lotus Pankaja, panka means dirt, or like that. And something is born from the dirt, that's the lotus, pankaja, ja is born. So the devotees, when they're engaged in preaching to the fallen persons in the Kali Yuga, Jagais and Madais, they're not actually, they're giving their association. They're not taking their association. That's the point. Yeah, so this is the, you take the instruction of the spiritual master of the other devotees to preach Krishna consciousness. You're taking that association from the higher platform and you're giving to others. And this way you're going up, you're elevating people, and you're also being elevated at the same time by that activity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is there, and that potency for fulfilling that instruction is there in the instruction itself. Srila Prabhupada said, distribute books, go out and preach. So you're getting that Srila Prabhupada's association, you're getting Lord Chaitanya's association by that activity. That is the secret of this Krishna consciousness, that you're able to remain completely aloof from that bad association, but you're giving. Not that, of course, we've had also some experience that some devotees, they went out and they're going preaching and they're taking that bad association, and they fall down. So one has to be, of course, one should be careful to stick to that all of his activities are in accordance with the instructions that he's been given by Krishna and his representative. Yeah?
Jai.
Yeah? Okay. Anything? All right. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai.